Hello, and a very happy new year. Very much hope that you had a great Christmas break and that you're feeling relaxed, refreshed and rejuvenated and ready to face the brand new year. My first message of 2017 is to let you know about my New Year's resolutions. Getting back to the gym is certainly one of them, but I do mean my New Year's resolutions as far as Radio Verulam is concerned. Firstly, and most importantly, we need to sort out our volunteer experience, making sure that everyone who gives their time is finding it fulfilling, and particularly with new volunteers, that people get the training and the time they need to help them settle into a useful role. I've got to hold my hand up here. I've let this slip during 2016, but I will be picking this up again this year and trying to find new ways in which we can get people through the recruitment process and into doing something useful as soon as we can. If you are waiting on me for this at the moment, then I'm really sorry about the lack of progress. All I can do is ask for your patience and your forbearance. And if you've got any ideas about how we can improve this, then please let me know. We really need some new thinking in how to tackle this particular problem. Secondly, we need to find a better way to share knowledge and share information with each other, because at the moment, a lot of the knowledge and responsibility of how we do stuff is vested in just a few people, and that's not a brilliant way to run an organisation sustainably. This is another charge to which I need to plead guilty and promise to make amends for this year. I do have a plan for how to tackle this, and I hope that in January I'll be releasing a new resource for people to use that you can find helpful. More on that later this month. It's not quite ready yet. Thirdly, on air, there are still some loose ends that need to be tidied up with daytimes, such as idents, and to ensure that we've got a consistent daytime brand. Then I'm going to be looking at our weekend shows, and particularly Sunday nights, where we've got a great chance to do something really classy and upmarket. Again, more details on that will be coming soon. I've also had a lot of time to listen to the station during December, when I had a brief period off work, and I've come to the conclusion that there's plenty of room for improvement in the way we do trailing and cross-promoting. Again, I've got an idea for how we change this, and I will be sending out some details in due course. Now, more immediately, we need some help right now. St Albans Taste has been going out on Thursday nights at 7 since the summer. It's been brilliantly captained by Mandy McNeil and by Denise Parsons. Mandy's taking a few months off from Radio Verulam while she does some globetrotting and visiting her native New Zealand. And she's built up a great number of contributors, guests, experts and others who know everything there is to know about food and drink in St Albans. And they've promised to continue to help out the show to keep it on air. What the show really needs, however, is a producer. This is a person who, week in, week out, will plan how to fill 56 minutes of airtime with interesting, useful and relevant content all about the local restaurant and food producer scene. Please note, this is not about presenting the show, although you might need to do some work on the microphone at some stage. It's mainly about production, being responsible for delivering the show week in, week out, coordinating guests, editing material, creating running orders, writing scripts, and so on and so forth. This show's been brilliant for us, one of the highlights of 2016, and I really don't want it to wither on the vine. I'd be happy to provide anyone who's willing to step up with training and to get you started in the role. It just needs someone who's looking to come out of their comfort zone a little and take this on. With no commitment, please get in touch as soon as possible if you'd like to know any more. Right, I think that's about it. There is a tube strike tomorrow, so I've got to get to bed early for an early start and a long walk across London tomorrow morning. So I will say Happy New Year once again. And as ever, thank you so much for all the help, the support and the time you give to Radio Verulam. It's really greatly appreciated. Many thanks and have a great week.